Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, with us about 15 minutes into the hour are Steve Watson from North London and Paul Watson, just north of London. He no longer lives in Sheffield. He's moved a bit more south. And racial attacks leading into just absolute hooligans, white, black, it doesn't matter, running around robbing everything. And the government, with all the CCTV cameras, all the surveillance, all the control, they're doing nothing to stop it. And that's the headline up at prisonplanet.com. Police lose control for third night of riots. The rioting underclass, product of a disease culture, Paul Joseph Watson. Police to use plastic bullets on rampaging youth in Britain. London rioters were showing the rich, we do what we want. Yeah, the real rich actually run you. Sony UK warehouse set ablaze as violence from London riots escalates. This whole thing has been allowed to happen. Paul Watson, Steve Watson, join us right now. Steve Watson, what's your view from the command base of Britannic Majesty, London? What are you witnessing? What's your take on this?
Well, hi, Alex. I haven't witnessed anything personally yet where I am, but obviously there's several areas surrounding me where, you know, I've got friends that work in there that said when they went to work this morning, all the shop fronts were all smashed and looted. So this is what's going on around us now, but the fact is it's got no political point to it whatsoever. It's not a political uprising, but I'm seeing people saying that, you know, it's the start of a revolution and something needs to be done, and it's just not.
Well, that's what the bankers want. They actually want an uncoordinated welfare riot, soup kitchen riot, to then use that, as I've said like hundreds of times here, Steve, that this was coming and it will be used to take all of our liberties, and this is only the beginning. I mean, have we not been on target on this subject?
Well, yeah, exactly. This is what we've been saying, but it's going to be used to beef up the police state. Obviously, we've seen this in we've reported on white papers that the government's produced saying that they expect this to happen. I mean, I'm seeing now lots of reports that are not even going into why this has happened or what needs to be done to sort out the social issues behind it. They're just worried about what they're going to do about the Olympics, because we've got the Olympics in London next year. So, you know, oh, we're going to need thousands of more police on the streets. We're going to need pat-downs everywhere, all this kind of thing. I mean, you've got an underclass of people who are just, no matter how dumbed down they are, they've recognised that they've got no future under this system. You know, they're indentured to debt and slavery, and they're just striking out, not because they, you know, they think they can turn it around and improve things. They just want to smash it to pieces. They just, you know, it's the dissolution of society, and we've got people that are not addressing the causes of it. Their actions are just going to make it worse.
Well, that's what it's intended to do. But, you know, there's a racial core to this, Steve, and it's time for folks to call it out for what it is so that people don't think that it's some type of liberal sacrament to drag a skinny white person out of a car and beat them within an inch of their life.
No, there is a racial element to it, but that's because a lot of these deprived areas have been, you know, flooded with this multicultural project that the government's had ongoing, and it's just not working. The communities are breaking down. The communities are fighting with each other. The police have adopted completely heavy-handed and very often openly racist tactics toward the people there, which means the people hate the police. The police on the front lines there, a lot of them are not even based there. They're just being shipped in there into these deprived areas, so they have basically no, you know, they have no care about.
Well, the fires and rampaging and the orgy of racial hatred is spreading. We're going to come right back. Steve Watson joining us from.
You've been lied to. lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been hundreds and hundreds of fires, riots, looting in more than 20 towns and cities in England. It started over the police shooting somebody. Then it became racial. But in many towns in England, the rioters are almost exclusively white. So it started as a racial issue. Now it's spread to just thugs, gangster culture that knows, you know, no bounds, it's across the board, running around, burning down shops, charities, looting, stealing. And I agree with Steve Watson, overall this is an economic issue. Now we could put on screen a key article from Monday, April 9th, 2007, and we also wrote about this at the time, London Guardian, and in it they link to the big detailed government report. And there's also a Pentagon report the same year saying basically the same thing. I don't know who plagiarized who, the British Ministry of Defense or the Pentagon. But revolutions, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. And in this, the British Ministry of Defense predicts that in the coming years, because of austerity over banking collapse, that there will be flash mobs, rapidly descending criminal gangs, Go read it for yourself. And that's in Paul Joseph Watson and Steve Watson and Aaron Dykes and Kurt Nemo's articles that are all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. But the point is, people are like, wow, the Pentagon, wow, the British Ministry of Defense, they all predicted this. Of course they predicted it. When they got rid of Glass-Steagall 12 years ago, the RAND Corporation said there's going to be a collapse now. We're taking over the derivatives. And the rich are going to dig in. We'll have mercenaries. We're going to federalize and militarize police. It's on. So that's why we've been here telling you. They're going to devalue global currencies. The poor's welfare checks aren't going to go far anymore. People are going to feel desperate. They're going to sit there watching TV shows about the rich's yachts and their bling and the Hollywood people making $100 million a year. And they're not going to want liberty or freedom or a future. They're going to want bling or treasure, loot, goodies. And as the family degenerates, as all this happens, as I've been saying last week, we are going to align into gangs, police gangs, black gangs, white gangs, Hispanic gangs. That's already what's happened. This is what happens in a road warrior scenario. This is what happens in a Dark Ages type scenario. And it's happening now. And the globalists have socially engineered this by design to conquer society. Now, when they're done, this is just the beginning of years and years of riots, looting, burning. Every summer is going to be worse than the next. The depression deepening, the austerity deepening, prices exploding, every form of metal being stolen by bands of looters, as we're now seeing all over the world. Racial attacks in Chicago, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in New York, in Boston, in Miami, in Dallas, in Los Angeles. American flags can't be flown at many public schools. Can't wear an American flag shirt. Makes the illegal aliens too angry. They're part of a tribal thing for Mexico. That's what nationalism is. If people don't come to America or England and take on the gang of the country, that's how we're designed, nationalism, then we're all at each other's throats, then the bankers who sit above the whole world, dividing and conquering us, will let this scourge burn out society, then come in as the saviors, offering total control, total police state as the answer. Already Ireland's announced that children must take vaccines to get your tax breaks for having children, or to put your kids in school. All over, total tyranny is coming. Paul Watson comments on what Steve was just saying.
Well, related to what you were just covering there, I mean, I wrote an article, several articles in early 2008, again wrote one last year. The one I wrote in June last year said, and this was specifically about the UK, crippling austerity cuts would force the economically deprived to, quote, take to the streets with a mindset of nothing to lose if the government handouts they have become dependent on are drastically reduced. And the system knew this was coming.
They knew they were going to devalue. Folks are saying, I'm still getting the same welfare. It's not worth as much. It doesn't buy as much via inflation. My grandmother, 10 years ago on Social Security, could survive. She can't now. What's going to happen with gangbangers who aren't well-behaved like my 87-year-old grandmother? What's going to happen with gangbangers who've been brainwashed by a culture of acting tough and a police force that leaves them alone? They're going to go wild and feed on people who aren't criminals. What's going to happen in the UK, Paul, where nobody's got guns to defend themselves?
Well, what's going to happen is an increase of the scenes we've seen over the past few days. And they knew it was coming because the same thing happened in the 70s when we had the last round of austerity fascism. The difference between then and now is that we weren't such a rampant consumerist society, whereas then there was less looting because there were less portable goods in shops to steal. Whereas now, the youth are bombarded with constant advertising about how if you don't have an iPhone, you're a loser. Basically, you're not going to have any friends. So they see this opportunity and they go out and fill their boots.
Well, who turned around the Los Angeles riots was the Koreans. The police stood down, as they always do. Globalist, the bosses make them do it. It was the Koreans finally turned the tide. I mean, let me tell you something. If you tried to loot shops here in Austin, you might get to two or three of them, but you'd run to the wrong shop and every one of you would die. If just a few of these thugs got killed, they would all stop it. And I'm telling you, none of us are safe if some of these people don't start getting what's coming to them.
Well, it's not just guns, though. It's generally about broken Britain. I mean, people don't talk to their neighbours. If a group of neighbours got together and said, right, we're going to... Because they're raiding off licences and family businesses that survived two world wars. So why aren't the neighbours getting together and saying, right, we're going to protect this building tonight, we're going to protect the street? It's just not happening because...
Some people are actually doing that now. I've seen on Twitter and things, people are trying to form groups.
I'm going to just be honest, this sounds fun. I mean, I would just love, with baseball bats and swords, to just wait for people. I don't need a gun.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way to deal with this, though, because it's just gonna escalate it. I mean, people in the communities are coming out and they're trying to, you know, do something about this. They've seen that...
Good.
...trying to be divided. The communities are trying to be divided. The police are standing back and doing nothing. I'm not surprised the police are standing back and doing nothing, to be honest, because they're a part of this as well. You know, they've had like 40,000 job cuts in London. They've all had pay cuts. And there's no senior police officers on the front line. All these police that you're seeing sort of standing back are doing so because they haven't had any proper training. And they're just thinking, well, why should I get involved in that? I'm not trained to do that. I'm not getting paid to get involved in that. I don't care about this community because I'm not from this community. And it's all...
They train them to crack heads at G20, though. They're very proficient at that.
Oh, listen, Steve, tell the story of you and your girlfriend. I've had it happen to me in England, where they just walk over, give you a clean cut and dress nice, and boss you around the community police, because you're seen as a milk cow, a slave. They're going to make sure you're properly bowing. Tell folks what they do to you going out to dinner with your girlfriend.
Well, they just stop and searched me. But that's what they've been doing for years now. It's those kind of tactics in place of proper community policing that have led to all this kind of social breakdown. I mean, if they ploughed funds into proper policing instead of training the police that, you know, everyone's scum and they've got to be dealt with just outside of the law, then this kind of thing might not have broken down as much as it has.
Well, I know I'm ranting. Just the images all over the U.S. In fact, I forgot to tell the story with one of our crew with his wife. These guys were trying to carjack her. She just pulled her gun out and they ran off. But the point is that this is scary. And I guess that's why I'm getting all wound up. At a subconscious level, I want to go ahead and have a fight with these criminals. Because at an instinctive level, we've got to maintain law and order. And look at Katrina. The military and police wouldn't come help the public. Then a week later, they came in and went into high and dry areas to loot rich houses and take their guns, Paul, Steve.
Well, yeah, I mean, Parliament's going to meet on Thursday for one day. They've been recalled for the first time in nearly 10 years. And they're just going to pass some draconian piece of legislation that impacts legitimate law-abiding protesters and people going about their business. Criminals don't obey those kind of laws. So it's all designed. I mean, it's, as I said, it's manipulating both the underclass and the middle class, because it only results in the middle class calling for their own enslavement just to keep them safe. When, as has been proven, the police and the authorities cannot keep anyone safe, and they've got no interest in doing so. So that's why people need to, you know, protect themselves.
Well, you guys need to call for the unthinkable, the return of your right to keep and bear arms. It is time for Brits to take control of your government and to hand out the weapons, and your crime is going to dissipate overnight. Believe me, we don't have a lot of home invasions here in Texas compared to like New York or Illinois, because you come in somebody's house around here, you die. And I'm just telling you, I mean, it freaks me out to watch people in New York, Chicago, and other areas, wherever the people are liberals, just absolutely being gang raped. I mean, does it not upset you, Steve? Steve, what are you going to do if people come to your house? Are you going to use a butcher knife? Or I guess you'll try to talk to them?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do if they come to my house. That's the problem. I think, you know, we've gone too far down the line for that. That's, in theory, that's a good solution, but it's not going to happen. I think, you know... Let's talk about the media hype over this as well, because I think that's...
All right, let's come back and do that. Listen, I want you to get to the sporting goods stores and start buying baseball bats. And what you do is you get some nails and you hammer them through all over with a nice big trudgeon. And you want to get two of those, because you might break one after the first couple people you whack. when they assault you. Somebody comes in your castle, you know what to do to them. Get fired up!
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Folks, it is a fundamental instinct that I have when I see criminals, whether they be police, North Korean commissars, the Ku Klux Klan, black racists, whoever they are, feeding on defenseless people. Remember Reginald Denny, truck driver? They pull him out and beat his face in with a brick until he basically has no face. I mean, that is horrible. And just because Reginald Denny's white doesn't mean he deserves that. And whether it's groups of white thugs that are doing this, black thugs, whatever, they all need to be punished. And the British government will not punish them. because governments let violent offenders go, and then they keep nonviolent in prison. That's the globalist model. Now, talking about how the media is spinning this, yes, they're saying we need TSA pat-downs everywhere, as if that will keep anyone safe. You can't keep knives away from criminals in a prison. The only answer is for the people to have a right to defend themselves. And, Steve, you said you're getting intel that folks are banding together and defending their shops. That's good. It's time, because as soon as that happens, and as soon as somebody comes in one of these shops and gets their heads clubbed in, you're going to start seeing the criminals have the fear of God in them, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, there's been some announcements on Twitter and stuff that people in certain areas have heard that they're next, you know, their area is being targeted next. So they're trying to organize themselves on Twitter to get prepared for it, to, you know, all come outside, not stay inside, sort of cowering, which is what all the police.
Now, what about the cases of famous people get assaulted, they're being stabbed, they fight back, and the police go ahead and arrest them, or the guy who'd been robbed three times and finally got an old shotgun and shot one of the guys, and then he and the guy that defended himself in his house being attacked, he went to prison?
Yeah, there's loads of stories like that. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go down if people all come out together, you know, the law-abiding people all come out together. I don't know how they're going to... what they're going to do against these thugs, but basically if there's enough of them, then they're going to outnumber these thugs and they're going to, you know, do an infinitely better job than the police are doing at the moment, which is to just sit back and basically secure the area but do nothing to...
Let me ask you this, Steve. Do you think the police are standing down under orders so they can crack down and take more liberties, or are the police afraid of getting in trouble for political correctness?
I think it's a bit of both. I think, you know, as I said, there aren't any senior police there, so the police that are there are thinking, well, my seniors don't seem to care about this, so why should I? And also, I think they have been ordered to, in the wake of, you know, the media coverage and the hype around the, you know, the heavy-handed tactics that we've seen in London recently, they have been ordered to stand back a little bit, but... obviously, this is a very different situation. These are not legitimate protests.
Yeah, but stand back when thugs are doing stuff, but then they routinely beat peaceful protesters to death or a guy delivering newspapers at G20?
Yeah, exactly. But I think they're different sets of police. I think the police in the suburbs of London are not, you know, they're not the riot police that you see at the G20 cracking heads. They're not even trained as riot police. They're just normal police that normally are just out and about walking, you know, on the beat. So they're thinking, you know, it's not my job to go in there and crack heads, and I'm not going to do it.
But how could you control yourself watching people being drug out of cars? I'm not a cop, and I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not a tough guy either. But if I see innocent people being attacked, I go into action. And I don't understand people that don't have an instinct to want to stomp criminals into the ground.
And the other thing is the fires that they're starting, because they're starting the fires to destroy the CCTV cameras that are everywhere that are catching and doing the looting. So, they're setting everything on fire. And then when the fire brigade can finally get in to deal with it, they're being attacked as well. And the police are still standing back and doing nothing.
Yeah, they need to arm the firemen right now. I mean, this is asinine. That's like in the L.A. riots, shooting firemen. I mean, it is insane. And then it only hurts those communities because the businesses don't generally come back into the area.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and then you've got people saying, well, you know, these thugs are saying, well, it's their fault. You know, they're the businesses, they're the rich people, we don't have any jobs. And it all goes back to this sort of deep social unrest that's been fomented over these years by governments on both sides of the political spectrum in this country.
Well, Paul brought it up that it's mainly family shops. And in England, for those that don't know, there's thousands of shops in London that are, some of them are 200, 300 years old that have been handed down. And some of them aren't going to be coming back now. And just little family shops. We'll continue to cover this. Financial news coming up. We've also got Stuart Rhodes joining us because our government's busy demonizing conservatives, libertarians, patriots, instead of all the roving gangs we've got here. Paul Watson, any final comments?
Yeah, the rebels should now, the looters should be recognised as the new legitimate government of the United Kingdom. David Cameron should step down according to the example that they've set in Libya.
Well, there, that's Al-Qaeda looters, and they are being handed the bank accounts of the Libyan government and their property in England. And so, actually, that's probably what should happen. NATO should now invade England and give the looters control.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
From the prison planet, we're trying to get the planet back. We're trying to get the spirit of liberty to awaken instead of the spirit of tyranny to spread like a dark cancer across the globe. Here is the Washington Times. Philadelphia mayor talks tough to black teenagers after flash mobs. The mayor, who reportedly is black, told marauding black youths, "You have damaged your own race," imposing a tougher curfew Monday in response to the latest flash mobs, crimes, racial attacks. It's happening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, day after day. Chicago has been going on for 3 months with the new mob boss up there, Emmanuel, covering it up. It's happening in Los Angeles. It started in England as racial attacks. Now it's groups of white hoodlums running around in smaller cities, torching and burning and robbing, predominantly. In London, it is predominantly, quote, minorities. But it is this politically correct idea that it's okay to do this type stuff. And we're breaking down more and more into tribalism. It's very, very frightening. And it's going to be used to take law-abiding citizens' rights. The answer is the general public being armed. You go to where all these riots are happening, it's everywhere. The public is disarmed. And people know that they're domesticated liberal populations who will not even physically fight back. Watching these Brits in these videos, they just basically get down on their hands and knees and allow themselves to be beaten. It is absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. Any red-blooded man does not want to get in a fight, but once it starts, it's enjoyable. And I don't understand. It's one of the biggest thrills there is out there, to crush scum skulls. All right, I need to stop. At a very primitive level, folks, I get angry, and I don't like it, and I know that we're going bankrupt, and world government is coming in like a flood, and we've told you there's going to be global disorder. We read to you the different Pentagon reports back in 2007, the British Ministry of Defense reports, where they said because of derivatives, they were going to have to devalue currencies to pay it off, and that this would cause the underclasses to start going absolutely wild. And we've covered that. And it's only going to get worse. It is only going to get more insane. Now, here's CBC. Gold may hit 2,500 in 2011, J.P. Morgan. And actually reading from MSNBC, they said it will go to 2,500 or higher by year end. That is their prime projection on very high volatility following the downgrade of U.S. debt. And they go on here in the report to say that this is because of inflation, rising inflation, weakness in the U.S. dollar. And it goes on to say that they expect other commodities to also explode in prices. This is elementary information. And finally, we're starting to see admissions of what's going on. Now, that said, I did a special report, 7 o'clock last night, and we're going to have more special reports in the coming nights. These are InfoWars.com special reports. Some will be 10 minutes, some an hour, some 2 hours. I did an hour report last week, a two-hour special report with Sheriff Richard Mack in studio and Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We did one last week with Gerald Celente for an hour. Those are all at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also stream them out live. But starting September 1st, on that Thursday, we have a 30-minute show every night at 7 that's going to be absolutely condensed and power-packed with graphics, documents, video clips. And we're building this 21st century network today. We started building tomorrow's network 10 years ago. And we finally, through years of support and slowly growing, have now reached the point where we're reaching millions of new people a week conservatively. Millions new a week just on YouTube, one format. If I told you the real projections we've got of actually how many folks we're reaching, I'm sure the government knows, but it is a daunting, incredible number, and it's a great responsibility. But the point is, we've got to up our attack on the globalists 110%. We cannot do it without you buying the new camouflage InfoWars Don't Tread on Me hat, or buying Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, Big Brother, Orwellian Nightmare Come True book. We can't do it without you visiting the online video / apparel store at InfoWars.com and buying war bonds in the Battle for the Republic. Plus, then you get books, videos, and tools to show and give others. They're also very well made and very well documented to up your level of knowledge. None of us know everything. So InfoWars.com, please support us. Get your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. We are pouring our backup reserves into the new studio, the new production, the special reports, the nightly show, trying to hire reporters, hiring new writers, bringing people on board. Many nights now we're working till 10, 11, or midnight. Many days my children beg me to come home, and I tell them, sorry, I can't, because we are going all in, because we understand the globalist program. We are aware of it. Now, I want to play this clip. We're going to Stuart Rhodes until 5 minutes into the next hour, maybe a little bit longer. Founder of Oath Keepers, great patriot, constitutional lawyer, paratrooper, veteran, Ron Paul staffer, to break down some incredible developments on the Super Congress, court site, these riots, the stealth gun control by fiat outside of law. But first, I want to play you a clip, and I put this in the special report last night, and I had trouble dealing with it mentally, because it's so naked. It's so open, it's so arrogant, it's so in your face. Greenspan giggling, and they've got Goolsbee, the globalist Skull and Bones member who just left the Obama administration looks at him and can't believe that this was said on Meet the Prostitutes, Meet the Prostitutes of the Press, to the globalist. Greenspan says it is impossible for us to default because we will just print more money. That is a technical default through inflation and signals a Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, Mexican peso type scenario. It is so incredible to see something like that said, and it lets you know what they're planning. Okay? And again, they're hyperinflating to pay off the derivatives they created that we don't owe. And the fact that they would flaunt this. Now, remember, just a few months ago, Geithner said on the same prostitute show, on Meet the Prostitutes, Meet the Press, he said that we will not lose our AAA rating. So they are maneuvering us into total collapse. Now, here is Alan Greenspan, who got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act, who brought us to here to where we are now, an arch criminal who told Lehrer NewsHour that he is above the law 2 years ago, telling you that it's impossible to default because they'll just print money. What will that do to your paycheck? Destroy its spending power, its buying power. What will it do to fixed income, Social Security? It will destroy us. This is how societies are destroyed. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Are U.S. Treasury bonds still safe to invest in?
Very much so. I think this is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
And Goolsbee, the former Obama advisor sitting there with him, cannot believe, if you're not watching PrisonPlanet.tv, Kurt Nemo wrote an article about it yesterday titled, What Greenspan Says, You Know, Hyperinflation of Currency is on the Table. I think that was the headline. I forget the exact headline. The point is, you can find that and you can watch the full newscast. And in the longer clip, the host cannot believe that was said. I mean, that was an incredible announcement. Stuart Rhodes, I want to get your take on that. He's the founder and director of Oath Keepers. He served as a U.S. Army paratrooper until disabled through a rough terrain parachuting accident during a night jump. He is a former firearms instructor and former member of Representative Ron Paul's D.C. staff. Stuart currently writes the monthly Enemy at the Gates column for SWAT magazine. Stuart graduated from Yale Law School in 2004. Where his paper, Solving the Puzzle of Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale, was a Yale research scholar, and is writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. Oathkeepers.net is, of course, his greatest accomplishment, in my humble opinion. Stuart, great to have you here with us. We are everything we foretold, knowing history, is now unfolding, and We have just begun the plunge into tyranny, my friend. So it's now, as you said, time for all of us to girt ourselves in defense of civilization.
Absolutely. I mean, this, we're heading down the same path as the Weimar Republic in Germany in the 1920s. And I guess that he's technically correct. They keep on printing money to pay their debts, but that'll only go on until the dollar is worthless. Until, just like in Germany, you have dollars being thrown in the streets and people stealing the bags the dollars are in rather than the dollars themselves, because it'll be absolutely worthless. And I think you're correct that this has been being done on purpose to bring us to our knees. And so the solution for us is to decouple from the fiat system and to, you know, start using gold and silver in our states and resorting to our state sovereignty and nullification and decoupling from the fiat.
And that's why the feds have now issued public papers in the von Notaus case and others saying alternative currencies are terrorism and we will be infiltrated and destroyed. Those are quotes. So now, doing something totally legal, we're being told we're terrorists.
Right, and that's why you want to do it. You want to do it like a swarm of bees. You want to be thousands and millions of people doing it themselves in small individual transactions rather than one guy having a big warehouse full of silver. That was his big mistake. It was very easy to take down. So you do it quietly among yourselves with barter and with using gold and silver in private exchanges. They can't possibly regulate all that. It's impossible.
Okay, Stuart, let's continue there. I mean, chronicling the 10 orders you will never follow, saying that you will keep your oath, I remember you were here years ago, but just a few months ago, saying, get ready for the collapse. Everybody get ready. Because you're a historian. You've won awards at Yale and you know for being a historian. If you know history, you know exactly what road we're on. And now here we are, and the government is now rolling out that Homeland Security is for the gun owners, the veterans, the libertarians, the people that want to end the Fed. It's now out again today that the Pentagon is surveilling in the fetters. Is surveilling Oath Keepers, Ron Paul. They know that we know that they're the criminals, and they're coming after us.
Well, sure. We're the threat for what they want to do next. What they want is a collapse where the American people are desperate and hungry and will accept anything. And the solution is going to be a worldwide version of the Fed. And so, you know, the people who are not going to buy into that, who are striking at the root, striking at the heart of the beast, attacking the Federal Reserve, decoupling from the system, you know, separating themselves from the fiat system and being strong again, they don't want you to do that. If you do any of those things, any of the things the Founding Fathers wanted us to do, like start a militia or a sheriff's posse or use gold and silver, if you dare to do those things, they're going to try to demonize you. This is the fight we're in, though. We should just realize it, embrace the suck, and do what they don't want us to do.
Absolutely. I mean, if England had posses, and that's where posses started for folks that don't know, over 1,000 years ago. If they had a posse, you wouldn't have any of this crime going on right now. And it's the same thing where the looting and rioting is starting up here in the U.S., and the media is trying to keep it quiet.
Right, and you're not going to see that kind of looting and rioting going on in rural areas where folks are well armed. It just won't happen. You're going to see it in the cities where they've all been, Euro-sized, and they're turned into Europeans.
Incredible. What do you make of the Super Congress? What's your view of that monstrosity?
Well, I think it's basically our version of the Enabling Act or something similar. It's an absolute destruction of Republican form of government that the Constitution guarantees to us. And so I think our response should be a scorched earth policy of voting out of office anyone who voted for it, voting out of office anyone who dared to sit on it, and voting out of office anybody who dares to vote for anything that comes out of it. It should just be the third rail they can't touch. And it's up to us to do that. If we don't do that, then we're telling them that we'll accept anything. So it's not Congress. The president has the power to raise the national debt on his own under this new law, and it defers to him the power to do that, and Congress can only say no. But, of course, then the president can override that with a veto. That Congress could only then override it with a two-thirds majority. So it does a lot of things that are really bad. It sets the president up as Congress instead of Congress, and it abdicates their responsibilities. But it also destroys the ability of all the freshmen in there. They don't want the pesky freshmen, you know, Tea Party people. They don't want Rand Paul being able to filibuster. They don't want Ron Paul, the thorn in their side on his committee, being able to screw with the Fed. Their way of doing that is just to create a whole new Congress, a little pet Congress. It's kind of like a parallel to the Council of Governors they did. You have a select small body that supposedly represents the larger body but is full of puppets. And then the president can pretend that he's gone to Congress. It's basically a politburo for Obama. He can now say, oh, yeah, I've consulted the Joint Committee on reducing the budget, and they've agreed that we should raise the deficit, raise the budget limit. I'm going to go ahead and do that now. So Congress is totally outside the loop.
And it's happening with a whimper, not a bang. This is definitely not just a new committee. The spending bills will now originate out of this committee. Reid says it affects all bills. We've seen the president launch wars without any congressional approval. We're seeing the ATF launching new gun regulations outside of law. The NRA is suing them over that. We're seeing a mad rush for government to do whatever it wants, whenever it wants.
Congress has been abdicating its responsibility for many decades. You know, the War Powers Act was a farce. Congress was supposed to declare war, but they delegated that authority to the president. And he just showed what he really thinks of that. Even the War Powers Act is watered down and unconstitutional as it is because Congress is not doing their responsibility. He ignored that. He pretended like he's the president of the world, and he went to the World Congress, to the UN. That's his behavior pattern. And now it's the same kind of thing. He doesn't like those pesky freshmen in the Republican Party. Some of them are actually doing some good. He doesn't like Rand Paul, certainly. And so the answer is, we'll just go someplace else for the authority. We'll create something new, and we'll call it know, democracy.
And then instead of the bills being introduced in the House by individual members and having filibuster and amendments.
So they originated in this super Congress, and then the House is only allowed to vote up or down on it. They're neutered, they're muzzled, they're silenced. There's no filibusters, no debate, no chance for amendment, just up or down. But that's why every member of Congress should vote no on anything that comes out of that. I don't care what it is, I don't care how nice it is, how wonderful it might be, they should vote no, because it's a destruction of their responsibility. And they should be like Ron Paul and draw a line in the sand on constitutionality first. Doesn't make a difference how good the bill is. If it's unconstitutional, because it comes out of a body that's nowhere in our Constitution, they must vote against it. If they vote for it, they need to go. They don't know their oath. They don't know the Constitution. They're violating their oath. They need to go. That should be the response of the American people. Scorched earth.
All right, let's look at a microcosm of tyranny, courtside. And the police chief in front of witnesses in a meeting reportedly saying that you are a terrorist. We'll be right back with the wicked Stuart Rhodes. I'm the wicked one as well, Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We are riders on the storm, an engineered global financial collapse out of which the social engineers want to create a collectivist eugenics world government. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. The reason I wanted to get Stuart on a few days ago, and we have him now, is because I saw your press release at Oath Keepers. We posted it at Infowars.com as well, but it was also at Oathkeepers.net, where the king of Quartzsite, the police chief, who with the council fired the mayor and most of the police, has declared you and others as terrorists.
Yeah, he did. He referred to us. We're holding a rally on August 27th there in support of the Quartzsite 10, the 10 stand-up police officers who refused his unlawful orders and blew the whistle on him. And he responded to that by saying that Southern Liberty Riders, Oath Keepers, and the Tea Party of Phoenix are he referred to us as domestic terrorists. And so he called the FBI to report us. And this is something he's been using in his playbook now for many months, trying to scare people by raising the specter of the Gifford shooting and making allegations of people in town who are liberty freedom fighters of the same mindset as the shooter there, or the same mindset as someone who would use violence. And so if you stand up for your rights and participate in local government and clean up Good Old Boy Network, this is how they're going to respond. Like you said, it's a microcosm of what's going to happen across the country. It already is.
I mean, it's incredible that at a city council meeting in front of witnesses, he would say that now people's First Amendment is a terrorist action.
Well, that's what they do. They demonize. This is the same playbook as the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and DHS, which Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, is now part of. They're on the advisor panel for DHS, is to, you know, make allegations that people who talk that way are just one blow-up away from a mass shooting or using bombs and things like that. And now you see Biden and other politicians making references to the Tea Party movement as being terrorist or like terrorists, and references to, you know, making analogies with Al-Qaeda. This is what they're doing, is saying that anybody who holds these viewpoints, anybody who is a constitutionalist or quotes the Founding Fathers, or anybody who dares to get involved in local politics and want to clean up corruption, is potentially dangerous.
Well, that's the new rollout, Stuart, and I guarantee you, I've seen this rollout now in the last year intensifying. They're intensifying it ahead of staging events or provocateuring them to blame on us, and then to have a big national guilt fest. Do you agree that these are frightening storm clouds?
Oh, absolutely. And this is the problem with the economic collapse around the corner, is that, you know, if we're unprepared, they're going to capitalize on the social disruptions and the riots, and they'll use that as an excuse for declaring martial law. And, you know, their answer is always with a set-aside normal procedure. Even in this town council, they declare a state of emergency, and so they have to stop having public meetings in total violation of state law, the open meetings law. They started having closed meetings to stymie, you know, the scrutiny. They didn't want to have spotlights put on them. So they declare a trumped-up emergency, and they use that as an excuse to circumvent, you know, your due process rights and your rights under the Constitution. And the same will happen after they come to collapse. They won't say, oh, it's our fault, we screwed up, we printed too much money, and we're to blame. Instead, just like they blamed S&P for the downgrade, don't blame the riots on you pesky constitutionalists out there who are interfering with the National Guard and FEMA and NORTHCOM doing their job. So you can believe to shut up, disarm, like in Katrina, and just get in line for the camp.
Absolutely. Stuart, do 5 more minutes with us, and then we are going to get into some of the other financial news, and then Mark Moreno with some good news is joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.